from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Dorian's going to do a good job. He's been making progress, and it's now not only his time to step up, but his teammates around him to step up. It's not just one person's job to fill the void or try and fill the void, you know, left by Matt. You're never going to replace a player like Matt or Matt's influence, but now it's time for our team to move forward in a resilient manner and pick each other up. Guys like Dorian have to step up.
Head coach Sean McDermott talking about the injury there with Matt Milano and Dorian Williams' time to step up. And that's going to be something a lot of people should be keeping their eye on here today, as I don't even think we got a lot of Dorian Williams in preseason game number one, now that I think about it there.
No, I don't think there was. Just, I watched it recently. I didn't see a lot of them out there. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's not just that the starters didn't play a lot. It's also that the second stringers did not play a lot either. And I think that's what made it a very boring contest for me, was that you didn't get to look at a lot of the things that were actually going to be intriguing. But obviously, Joe Andreessen played relatively well, and hopefully he continues to do so, because it's a nice story, a local product, the kid out of Lancaster who is who's here trying to make a roster spot or even just a practice squad spot to keep going here for his NFL career. So Joe, we'll revisit it here again, the things that we need to see from the Bills that you'd want to improve. And for me, one of them is almost a mirror of last year's preseason.
Yeah.
I need more from I need to at least feel a little more comfortable with my backup quarterback.
That's true.
Last
Kyle
year,
Allen, I had no faith in.
Well, and a couple of years ago, Case Keenum, when he was here, his first preseason game, he was awful to the point where people are questioning, okay, is Matt Barkley going to have to take the job? And same thing happened with Kyle Allen. His first preseason game, he wasn't very good. But then the second one, he did stabilize a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch Trubisky, we know, is very problematic with his consistency. And
he's good in victory formation when he doesn't throw the football.
Yes, but also I've seen enough out of Trubisky in his entire career at this point to know that he's probably a worse option than Keenum or even Kyle Allen, I think, at this point, because you know you haven't seen as much of Kyle Allen. I've seen everything I need to see out of Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
But you need to see a little bit better from him against second stringers so that I can at least feel a little bit better. Because if for some reason that he needs to play a couple of games, I don't have to write them all up as losses.
Right.
That would be nice. It would be nice to see a little bit better from the quarterback play as well here today. Shane Buechele threw a pick six, ends up injuring his neck. Day to forget. And his season's done. So, Ben DiNucci comes in.
Yes. XFL legend.
If I spend more than 2 minutes talking about Ben DiNucci, that means I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy to report to everyone here that I do not have a problem.
We do not, in fact, have a problem.
Yes. Like, do I have to talk about him post-game? No. I'm not doing post-game. But if I had to, I would.
You think we'll see him in action at all today?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. He'll probably see a majority of it.
That's wild.
There you go. That's that. But remember Jordan Palmer?
Mm-hmm.
You remember, Matt Sims?
Yep.
This is exactly what that is for Ben DiNucci. But I need to see something better from Trubisky there. Please show me some of why you were taken second overall every now and then, please.
Right.
You're welcome.
The run, you have yet to see it, truthfully.
Running game. Obviously, we need better than 4 yards on 9 carries between Cook and Davis.
Yeah. You're going to need...
And Ty Johnson looks like he's healthy. He's going to play in this one as well.
Yeah.
Which is big.
He was good last year, too, Ty Johnson. He came in a couple tight spots and was very serviceable.
And those two, Johnson and Davis, they're going to be in competition with each other here for running back two.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get a little bit more of that fascination here. The offensive line, obviously, it was bad at all three facets. The first stringers, second stringers, third stringers. None of it was very good. Cedric Van Pran Granger was probably one of the few offensive linemen that actually played relatively well in that game. But when it's 1 of 5, that's still bad. When he was out there with the third team.
Yeah.
But when it's 1 in 5, that's a problem. I need to see something from the run blocking there that that makes me feel better with that offensive line, because everything starts in the trenches. That's how it goes.
Yeah. And last year you saw an awakening in the running game when Joe Brady took over. And you want to see more of that, because that Dallas game, your running game single-handedly just picked them apart.
Yeah.
They didn't adjust at all. And the running game with James Cook, when they stopped trying to shove him up the middle like a power back, all of a sudden was like, okay, here it is. Here's what we've been looking for this entire time.
Exactly.
So you want to see more of that out of him, Ty Johnson, in the preseason to kind of, I guess, precurse that it's coming in the regular season.
And again, make me feel better about the offense as a whole, that the offensive line is okay.
Yeah, and that they can actually run block and let that happen. So,
and just make sure that they're making plays, because everything starts up front. Everything always starts up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always talk about how important a quarterback is.
Yeah, it's the line.
The offensive line also needs to be there.
If he's under center and he's doing play action, he runs back and they're already through the line, it's over. You can't even expect him to do anything with that.
Then continuing on here, like I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of Keon Coleman today than the three pass attempts toward him, two of which he didn't really have a chance on.
Right.
I would like to see if Allen is able to target Coleman here and get things going between the two of them. Because that's something that give the fans what they want, baby. That is something that we all would want.
I would like to see Keon
Allen is 17-0. Let's see that.
Yeah.
Show us that connection, please. Thank you. You're welcome.
I'll take it. And even Curtis Samuel, I'd like to see. Like,
we got a glimpse of it. Those two catches that he had with Allen in the first team made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did something that I've not seen in a long time. Successfully execute a screen.
I was just gonna say that.
And Samuel was the recipient.
The only person they could successfully screen pass to last year was Diggs for some reason, and that was like a one-off that happened one time.
Yeah,
and then they couldn't happen again. They tried it a couple more times and got stuffed. But if the Bills can finally screen pass, I'm all for it.
Yeah, if Joe Brady can dial up some screen passes here and actually make this work, please do. It's actually a fun little concept that we don't get to run a lot of.
Yeah. And Joe Brady's, he's the thing I'm most excited about.
And
in turn, it is the offense, because he is the offense, essentially, right? So his experience at LSU with Burrow, Chase, Jefferson, right? Like, that was a big tie for him coming into the league. He hasn't had a fair shot, really. Carolina was a fail state, and he ended up just as fallout from that, right?
Yeah.
And then
he's also shackled by Matt Rhule.
Exactly. So now he's got a fair opportunity with the most athletic quarterback in the NFL, one of the higher-rated teams in the NFL, and a brand-new receiving core that no one knows what to expect from, and he can really make a difference. Yeah, I'm excited to see what he does.
Yeah, having that Josh Allen guy will help out a little bit, I think.
That's what everyone says. As long as you have Josh Allen under center, you're going to be in games. Like, that's just what's happening.
Precisely.
But can you get the receivers around him to really explode?
And that's the other part of this is, of course... I mean, everything that I saw, Khalil Shakir answered enough for me in one preseason game. I don't need to see more from him to expect that he's going to be just fine heading into the year.
Yeah, and even last year, he stepped up big time, made a couple big plays here and there. And you know,
but look at last year of how Khalil Shakir's camp was. It was very subpar. He was at the bottom of the roster, like possibly in danger of being cut.
Well, Jamison Crowder was on the roster, was he not?
That was a couple years ago.
Sorry, but, I'm mixing them up.
But... the problem was that Shakir was in danger of being cut from the team.
Yeah,
he was having that rough of a camp in preseason.
Yeah.
This year, you're hearing literally the opposite. It's him and Kincaid are always open. They're always finding space. They're always finding plays. And every time that I'm looking at a camp report or a practice report, I'm seeing every day, nice play to Khalil Shakir for a touchdown. Nice pass to Dalton Kincaid for a touchdown. I don't need to see those two in the preseason at this point. I'm good. I need nothing from them. I'm not worried.
Mm-hmm.
They've answered all questions for me at this point that I might have even had. I didn't know if I even had questions about them, but they've reassured me.
They were bonus questions at the end of a quiz to get you extra points. That's what it was.
Yeah, and Shakir, by the way, despite playing two drives,
mm-hmm.
led the team in receiving yards last
yes.
week.
Yes, yeah.
So,
kind of insane.
But also, that makes me feel plenty fine about number 10.
Right. And again,
I feel perfectly fine with Khalil Shakir. I have no questions.
Yeah. Like everyone says, he's the one receiver who's actually had experience pass catching from Josh Allen, and he showed it.
Yes.
So I'm content with him. I don't have to see him on the field again.
Exactly. This is one of and he made a nice play with Trubisky in as mm-hmm. well. So
no matter who's under center, he's still making
plays happen. So now here we are, preseason game number 2. We're going to see a lot of that. Mac Hollins, you need to see something from. I don't think he dressed last week. I would love to see what he's able to do.
Yeah.
If so.
Well, everyone was like, special teamer when we signed him, but
looks like he's going to start.
He might actually start as a wide receiver. So
that's fine.
I would just like you said, see a little more of what
he can
offer.
Let's see what he can do. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, here comes the roster bubble. There is a lot here
mm-hmm.
at the bottom. Marcus Valdes-Scantling. KJ Hamler, Andy Isabella, Justin Shorter, Tyrell Shavers, Demir Byrd, Deion Kane, Xavier Johnson. All right, there's two spots available to all of you. Go get it. And one name comes out and another comes in. It's just, what do you got? And for MVS, this is going to be important because he dropped a pass that he should have had last week in the game against the Bears. That's not the version that I would have liked to see show up here.
No.
And last year, I even kind of made the joke of course, the good version of MVS shows up in Buffalo
mm-hmm.
against the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah. MVS in the postseason is when he shows up and actually makes catches.
And I'm just like, thanks. You know, you've dropped all these deep passes, most famously one against Philadelphia that led to them losing to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And now on a similar play, you make that catch? Like, not fair, not cool. I don't like that. Thanks. I hate it. So, but now, again, you need to see more from a player like that, especially because he was supposed to be one of these guys everyone would assume would make the roster.
Yeah.
And now he's not even close to making
it. When he got picked up, the locks everyone listed, he was included in that. Right? Like mm-hmm. most lists. You saw Claypool on the outside of it, Mac Hollins on the outside of it, right? It's kind of flipped. Unfortunately, Claypool's injured. He got his settlement. He's no longer with the Bills, technically.
Right.
And MVS has just not been impressing at all.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because you see what he can do.
Exactly.
And you just know he's not doing it for whatever reason. And you can't help but just be like, okay, if you're not going to do it now, when mm-hmm. are you going to start? And we can't risk our season for that. So,
right.
They got to make a call.
They got to make a call.
If he starts showing up these last two preseason games,
make it interesting.
Actually, yeah. Makes interesting plays, catches things. Okay.
But now that said, someone like Shorter or Shavers, guys that kind of got a little bit of momentum last year.
Mm-hmm. And Shorter was injured, right?
Shorter was injured, mm-hmm. but Shavers made himself a case last year and now is making a case throughout practices this year. Hey, now's your time. Go steal a roster spot.
Yeah, you've never had a better opportunity than MVS kind of falling through the cracks here.
Yeah. Kick returner. KJ Hamler, Daquan Hardy at mm-hmm. corner is another player that they're going to want to take a look at there. There is a lot that has to be answered, and who knows what is going to happen throughout.
Would Curtis Samuel, you think, be one? An option? Because he's so quick?
He would be listed on the depth chart as such. He's not even on the depth chart at kick returner or punt returner.
Yeah.
Oddly enough. So, but you're right. He should be a guy that I would get a look at here
yeah.
because why not?
He's known for his speed. Like he's that's shifty. What when he was brought in, his shifty speed. And that's kind of what you want, especially with this dynamic kickoff you're dealing with now. You've seen it already, the amount of splash plays that come from it.
By the way, the Bills, their kickoff unit, all touchbacks. We didn't get to see them cover one of these.
Right. Were they touchbacks to the 20 or the 30? I forget. Because I watched it like quick. 30. I kind of skipped back. Yeah. Okay, so they went out of the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of see, like, that's where I'm like, okay, you get to the 30, but now it's exciting to watch a kickoff where I'm like, the chance of a splash play happening, a big touchdown, a big return, has gone up exponentially.
Yes.
But we're going to send it out of the end zone. Like, come on. Like, I get it. If it's a close game, send them to the 30. You know where they're going to be. Don't risk it.
But also, that might be the Bills just saying, we're not letting you guys know what we're doing. We're just going to kick it out of the end zone in the preseason because it doesn't matter. And we can evaluate the defense a little bit.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the one interesting thing about the new man. You get to play that coverage and do that. I will say that. So one thing I found most interesting, you learn a lot about it. Even the trick plays involved with it. You do a shuttle pass backwards to someone coming from the left and they squeak by. Like it's there's some interesting things you can do with that. Like so I would like to see more of that, but you've seen it in other games. In the Eagles Patriots game, you saw that. There was a big return, like 50 yards, right?
I didn't watch that.
They were on the other side of the field. I only saw the highlight on Twitter. I didn't watch it, but like that's what you want to see out of it. That's the whole reason they changed it, to get more of that. Instead of just taking a knee in the end zone. So, I'd like to see more.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be... Hopefully, I get a little bit more entertainment value out of this one and evaluation out of this one. Because if the starters are playing a quarter and a half, well, that means they're going to be out there for at least a couple drives. And that's good for me. Because there's a little bit more of evaluation you can have from some of the things that you need to see. And that goes all the way down the depth chart. I think last week's game almost was treated like the dreaded fourth preseason game that used to exist.
Yep.
Where the starters show up, wave at everyone, leave.
Yeah.
And then...
it's almost like a blue and red scrimmage.
And then the backups show up, wave their hand, leave. Because that's what we got last week was the starters showed up, waved hello, left. The backups showed up, waved hello. And then also left.
Yep. And then the third string backups came out, and that was that.
And they did not have a good time.
No. Not good at all.
That's, you know what's kind of funny? The Bills used to be a team, even with the beginning of the McDermott era, where like they would go unbeaten in the preseason.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
And I remember when that stopped, everyone freaked out. Do you remember that a couple years back?
I remember it.
Yeah, I wasn't working here yet when that happened, but I'm sure you were, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can...
fair and measured opinions in the preseason.
Yep. Like, one Steelers... there's a Steelers content creator that freaked out last year when they beat the Bills in the preseason, and they got stomped.
Andrew Bill Pony was someone who used to work here.
Yeah.
He was just all up on it.
Yeah. It's preseason. Your record in the like the Ravens, they made a big deal about the Ravens being undefeated for so long in the preseason. Look at how their seasons end. Does that really matter?
I mean, look at how our season ends.
Yeah, right.
But
we're not undefeated anymore. So you can't complain.
Yeah.
You're not game... that's what people still, I don't think, fully understand, is you're not game planning for the team you're playing. You're just trying things out. You're not showing anything to give away your season game plan either.
Yeah, no, you're not.
So you're basically running high school offense and high school defense and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
That's essentially what you're doing.
It is. And remember, not all preseason games are a direct telling of what we're going to see this year. Even if things look good and cool, it's not a direct of, like, I just went ahead and dismissed, like, oh, I'm all good on Khalil Shakir, for example.
Yeah.
But that was also using some of what was there in the regular season last year.
Right.
But also, it looked like his getaway speed was a little bit faster. Like, he was getting, like, he pulled away on one of his catches.
He gets some separation, yeah.
Like, with the ball. He caught it, and he got extra yards by outrunning players. We'll see if that sticks for the regular season.
I'd love to see that stick for the regular season.
Yeah, that'd be
fun. A short speed guy in the slot, and then you got big speedy guys everywhere
else. Friend of the program, Bruce Nolan, said, yes, Khalil Shakir does look like he's faster out there. You're not mistaken. Your eyes aren't lying to you. Like, I see it too. So, it's something to... ready? I was saying, like, don't react, but like put a note in your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those things.
Put a sticky note right on the,
but that's on the good
frontal
side.
Lobe. Yeah.
That's the good side. It's like, okay, yeah, Khalil Shakir looked sharp. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he does that again or if it just continues in. Never get too, let's go athlete speak here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're never going to get too high. You don't want to get too low. And,
yeah.
You know, you just get you just get through the week.
Yeah.
So
I'm not answering any questions.
Hang on, I got the.
Put the hood up.
I am wearing.
We're
a hoodie
not on
right
StreamYard
now.
Yet. You know,
I'm wearing a hoodie, and I'm just going to do it. And it's, you know, you don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too low. And you know, we just want to take it week by week.
I love how athletes actively say so much while saying nothing. Like it's such
there
a.
There, I was trying to channel the peak hockey interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except without the.
Yeah, it's in the mic, just the coughs and the sniffs.
Hey, bye, Phil.
All right.
No Belichick.
Yeah, no, we don't need that. We don't need that.
Coming from the guy who has his hood up like Sir Belichick.
Yes, I do. But also, it's a bit. We don't need to hear from him.
No, good riddance to good him riddance. In the AFC East. Yeah,
good riddance
in the
to
NFL
bad
in general, actually.
Yes.
Who knows? If a coach does bad this season, he might be back.
Yes, but so, yeah, we'll
cross that bridge when that comes.
We'll let future us worry about that. There you go.
Let the
All right,
the timelines.
So we're gonna end things a little bit because, like, I gotta talk more Bills Bears in these next 2 hours.
Yeah.
But let's look around the league. Coming up next, look at the four rookie quarterbacks to keep your eye on for this season after J.J. McCarthy's season is over. And Michael Penix Jr. should not see a down for the Atlanta Falcons because they have that Kirk Cousins guy. So we'll look around the other four rookies and give our thoughts on what their seasons are going to look like coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, you're listening to WGR.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him? And who's going to step up in his place?
I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo. And I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. You're talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon.
He's moving on to better places.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Excited.
At least a different place.
Great. Different place. Excited for him. You know, I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited for him.
Yikes.
That was a Patriots broadcast, an interview with
Ramondre Stevenson.
That's awesome.
I wasn't talking about Bill. I was talking about Matt Judon.
Maybe be more specific with your words asking a question.
I would have thought Belichick, too, if I was asked that question. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
Exactly. What the? Yeah, no, that's on,
at least
that's
he's
on
got,
the reporter,
at
I
least
think.
He's got nice words for Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's good. Like, you know.
Seems the organization's
waxing
okay.
Poetic, though, about, you know, new head coach, everything like that. Because
mm-hmm.
That is a big story for them.
Right, this head coach who's gotten you multiple Super Bowls and has been there for decades.
One of the greatest coaches of all time.
Right, has left. He's gone.
He's gone. He's not there.
You have a new guy in now. So
that's probably a bigger storyline than Matthew Judon forcing his way out.
Yeah. Who's that guy in the Jets? I forget his name. Who's trying to force his way out.
Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, it's not happening. He's going to be held there in handcuffs on that bench. They're going to force him into a darkness retreat with Aaron Rodgers.
hell no one should ever ask for.
All unspeakable. Right.
But speaking of the Patriots, though, mm-hmm. and that awkward interview aside, mm-hmm. Ramondre Stevenson may be playing with a rookie quarterback this year.
Yeah.
as Gerard Mayo had made mention, that Drake May had a bit of a step-up game against the Eagles here.
Mm-hmm. So he took all that out of his pockets.
And QB1 is not out of the realm of possibility for the third overall pick. So Drake May, the Patriots, it's probably one of the toughest situations he's going to be walking into. New England's depth chart at wide receiver is ugly, and I'm being nice.
Juju Smith-Schuster's no longer on it either,
yeah.
So they got rid of him.
But that's also a name at this point. He wasn't really playing up to what he could do at this point. But here's something they do have. Jalen Polk is probably going to be projected to be a starter for them, and I think that was a great second-round pick for them. I was so mad when they took him. But other than Polk, what kind of optimism do you have about the following players? Demario Douglas, Kendrick Bourne, KJ Osborne, Javon Baker, also a good fourth-round pick for them. I was mad when they did that. Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Reagor, Kawan Baker, David Wallace, Jaquay Jackson. How many of those players that I mentioned to you do you know?
None. Well, I know some. Don't get me wrong, but it's minimal.
Like, I know Osborne from his time,
KJ,
time at UB and in Minnesota.
Right.
Javon Baker, very happy for him, but also was mad that New England was the one that took him.
Mm-hmm.
Polk is a guy that I think is going to be a really good receiver for them. Jalen Reagor, of course, know him for being bad at football.
Yeah. Some infamous names, though, you know, too, like that, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not all positive.
No. The two players that you feel the best for are the ones that haven't taken an NFL snap.
Mm-hmm. And that's a little scary, especially as a young quarterback, when you don't really have a veteran to throw to.
Yep.
And I mean, look at Josh Allen's first couple seasons, right?
Yeah.
He ended up with veterans to throw to, and Diggs helped him along, don't get me wrong, when he came.
But Brown and Beasley were the ones that had to show up first.
Yes, exactly.
In order for there to be some steady production.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of, it was Kelvin Benjamin,
yeah, T-Rex Zay Jones. You wouldn't reach out for a pass at all, Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin.
Terrible. That
one of the greatest descriptions ever, though, from Booger McFarland, Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Wasn't that like Chase Claypool like last year? People were saying that because of his size?
Not like Benjamin, though.
No, Benjamin was big.
Yeah, but also
I have his card player, from the Bills.
But also a player that refused to work out with him in a pregame for doing some throwing drills once. So, yeah, no. Like, that's what Allen had to work with. And that's looking like it's what's going to be Drake May's kind of thing. It's a couple of rookies and a bunch of flotsam and jetsam. Bad situation. And also, you have a division that's kind of stacked against you. Jets defense is always tough. It's built pretty well. Dolphins, you got to outscore that. Good luck. Bills, Sean McDermott torments first and second year quarterbacks like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, he puts pressure on them.
He puts a lot of pressure on you, and he does really well systematically against young passers. He kind of took that role from Belichick, oddly enough, who would routinely torment rookie, second, third year passers on the regular. But then once Josh Allen got out of year two, he was like, nah, not anymore, Bill. Offense go burn.
Yeah.
And that's even happened. Like, Tua did the same thing. I'm out of year two, Bill. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
So the Patriots are in a tough place here, but Drake May has a chance still to win QB1 in New England. And I think that's the one I think we're all going to be putting our eyes the most attention to. If May wins QB1, it's going to be something that you're going to have to look out for. Because guess what? At the end of the year, that's who you're facing twice in the last three games.
Right.
So if you haven't had a chance to peek at Drake May so far in the preseason, it might be a good chance to try to revisit it. Because regardless of how it goes for them with the winning of QB1, by week 16, my bet is Drake May is in under center.
Yeah, and they have it.
Unless injury happens to him.
Right. And that's the one thing when the schedule came out. I remember I was with Zach Jones the night it came out. And it was a little nerves coming through. I don't know what English I just spoke. A little nervousness. A little nerve-wracking. Thank you.
That was the word you were looking for.
Yep,
I got you.
Yep. I was digging for it. Couldn't find it. Nerve-wracking that the Patriots were the final, like they were in the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't play them in the beginning at all, where Drake May might have those growing pains, or they're dealing with this quarterback who's going to start kind of ordeal, right?
Yep.
You're playing them at the end of the season where, hey, they might as well have it together at that point. What if they end your, like, end your playoff run where you're going to be the one seed, right? They could be a wrench in the plan. So you got to be careful with the Patriots, I think.
All right, so moving on from the third pick to the second pick, Jayden Daniels, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
This is a much more fun wide receiver depth chart. Terry McLaurin, awesome. Probably like one of the most underrated top 15 receivers that you're going to see. I think he's a top 15 talent at wide receiver. Like, fight me if you think differently. Jahan Dotson, a player that should try to continue to live up with his first-round potential. Luke McCaffrey, a solid rookie draft pick there for them as well. Jameson Crowder is on this group. Martavis Bryant is fighting for a roster spot.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
Yeah. Martavis Bryant is hanging around. He's going to try to win himself a position there. Zach Ertz at tight end for them.
I like Zach Ertz as a tight end.
Yeah, like he's obviously up there in age, but you know what? He still has a little bit going for him. Why not use it? So I do like Daniels' situation a lot better. It's just he needs to make sure that in the games when they go live, look out because they're going to hit you hard. And they already hit you in comically bad ways when you were in LSU. Like, if you looked up a highlight reel of him getting smacked around, it's blooper tape worthy, almost, how bad he gets hit sometimes. But he's also got good running support. Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler are the 1-2 punch there in the backfield as well. So there's a lot looking at there for Washington and Daniels that looks promising. But how about the Bears? Of course, you've got number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, a guy that they're already forming the offense a lot better around him than they ever did with Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
In the minute that Carolina, quote-unquote, won the first overall pick for them, it was done for Fields. Like, it's over. The minute Carolina got Chicago the first overall pick,
you knew
it was
done.
Time to start over.
Mm-hmm.
But DeAndre Swift, Khalil Herbert, those are your 1-2 at running back. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze. That's a great 1-2-3 punch. Dante Pettis is a guy that is a solid end of the roster depth. There's a lot to like here. Cole Kmet, I think, is overrated as a player, but he's fine as a tight end for a rookie quarterback.
He'll contribute. That's what Cole Kmet is.
I don't know why people list him as like tight end one in fantasy. Makes no sense to me.
You've got, I mean, honestly, Kelsey's your tight end one in fantasy, but whatever.
Yeah. Gerald Everett is there as tight end two. Mercedes Lewis is still playing football, by the way.
Yeah, that's wild.
I learned that last week. That was fun. But the Bears look like they're going to be better. They're going to be a team that's on the rise, I think, and it's a little bit more fostered to what is going to happen there for him. And, of course, that's going to help. You need your first overall pick to be a little bit more protected. Have himself a little bit more of an opportunity to get comfortable.
Yeah. And, I mean, you saw last week against the Bills, he's a very capable quarterback. Making plays on the move, right? Running around, outside of the pocket, and able to make plays happen. So I think he's going to be just fine. And the wide receiver room there, I like a lot.
Yeah, it's a very likable room, I think. It's one that really has a lot of potential to make things explosive for him because it's not just Rome Odunze, a top 10 pick. DJ Moore and Keenan Allen are established veterans that have done this and have the production.
And DJ Moore really exploded last season with Justin Fields. So if Caleb Williams can really hold down his end in the pocket, make some big throws, and you know, be a decent quarterback, which he's shown he can be, he's a fantasy. DJ Moore's a great fantasy pick if you're going to.
Yeah. And now finally, Bo Nix, Denver Broncos. Javonte Williams, Samaje Perine, that's your running back 1-2 punch there. But Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims, Josh Reynolds, Troy Franklin, Tim Patrick, who just has had terrible injury luck. He's a promising player, but he's had consecutive years with season ending injuries. There might be something here for Nix, though I think it is more or less like, I think it's the rest of the quarterback room that's why he is going to end up starting by default. Jared Stidham, come on. You should be able to beat him out for this.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, you better be able to make sure he's the third string quarterback because, man, he was just not worthy of being a second overall pick at all. He makes Trubisky look far and away better as a second overall pick does.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zach Wilson was it was a strange pick at the time and justifiably so now.
Yeah. He'll be a serviceable backup, though, right?
I don't know. He's not even listed as QB2. It's Stidham.
Really?
Yeah. It's Nick Stidham Wilson.
He might get practice squatted or released even, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
So, not a surprise, though, really, to see.
No. He's put together some solid games, though.
The Bills have somehow lost twice to that man.
Yeah, but that was also kind of self-inflicted on the offensive side of the ball.
Voodoo, wizardry, and BS. That's how it happens.
Right.
Of course, Michael Penix Jr., he should not see the field this year. Atlanta has Kirk Cousins. Atlanta has no real direction to themselves, I think, right now. But they have a bunch of talent.
Yeah, they do.
And that should be one of the reasons why they should be a halfway decent group.
Listen, the rookie class this year.
But the most interesting one that wasn't like a top three pick being injured for the rest of the year in J.J. McCarthy, that's a shame.
That's what I was just going to say. The biggest loss so far is J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, because the Vikings would have been an interesting team of, you have a combination of the best wide receiver in football right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Addison's a solid player there in a first round pick. Who knows what you could be able to do with this? Aaron Jones signed with them. Like, it's a fun group. And now it's Sam Darnold and Nick Mullins maybe playing a couple games.
Yikes.
And it just takes the air out of the fun that could be had there.
Right. And again, it's a shame for J.J. McCarthy's sake, too. Just, you know, he's my age. I have a lot of sympathy for him coming out, you know, excited to play and getting a shot in the NFL, and then a meniscus tear right in your first preseason game. That's insane.
Yeah, that's tough. All right, come back. Wrap up Sports Talk Saturday before Bills game day gets started at 2 o'clock here. You're listening to WGR. Segment here, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, and guess what? If you're sick of hearing these voices, I've got great news for you, actually. You get to hear it for two more hours.
Yes, sir.
Because Joe and I are going to take you through your Bills game day here from 2 to 4 o'clock as we get you ready for the 7 o'clock kickoff between the Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network coming up in just a couple minutes.
Crazy day.
Crazy day. Long day, mm-hmm. But at the same time, wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I enjoy it.
We make plenty of jokes sometimes about, like, the enduring hell that is working at this place. But
especially during football season or hockey season. But no,
but that's what they're supposed to be. Like, who
doesn't joke about their workplace?
Who doesn't joke about their workplace? And I don't mind sharing in that with all of you is more or less what this is. And because I like to keep it loose. I like to keep it fun. And sometimes laughing at our own expense is exactly what you need to do.
It's a good, stressful
time
of year.
I'm going to humanize myself to all of you every week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny.
My name is Derek Kramer. This is the Sports Talk Saturday.
When I first started to get to know Derek, he said, "Welcome to the blender of football season." That was what came out there. So we do make jokes.
You get thrown
in
the blender.
Yeah, we're just here.
We're here, but we're also grateful that we are.
Yes, very.
And oddly enough,
wouldn't have it any other way.
A little behind the scenes, it was both kind of voluntary for us to show up here for Sports Talk Saturday today.
It was.
It was not a demand. It was a question.
I'm sitting here thinking before the show started, I'm like, I did this to myself.
You did. You said that off air.
You know, I'm working until probably midnight by the time post game and everything wraps up. And I'm here at 10 a.m. like, why did I do this to myself? But it's because I enjoy it. So I wouldn't have it any other way.
Exactly. So we're here to have some fun. We're going to keep doing that here and get into pretty much more of the same of what we've done here with the Bills game day. Well, a couple of the things that we went over, we'll have to just rehash here because, hey, it's game day. It's what we're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
There may be rehashed points when people are here for the same 5 hours and not much else to talk about.
Yeah.
So, you know what? That is what it is. But there are points that need to be taken care of and rehashed, so to say, because different people will be listening at different times, and we'll get to it. All right, real quick, we got to end on a different note here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cage will portray John Madden in a biopic.
Yes. When I told you that this morning, you could not believe it. You didn't even know. It was just a crazy thing.
I don't know why it's Nicolas Cage. Because the first thing I'm going to think of is if he says that he's going to steal the Declaration of Independence, I'm losing my mind.
Mm-hmm. It's actually just National Treasure 2. They're just camouflaging it.
John Madden is the national treasure.
Yes, he is. He is. He's another one, like RJ, like we talked about, right?
Yeah.
Generational broadcasting talent.
And a coach.
And a coach.
So, I'm...
It'll be interesting.
Man, I already got Kevin James as Sean Payton. I don't know...
That movie was a goofy Adam Sandler movie, though. You know, like that... Like, I could look at that and be like, okay, like, it's a comedy, whatever. And Sean Payton was in it.
I know, it just...
He was the janitor at the end.
And that's fun, because, like...
He's making fun of his own expense, essentially, because he's fully saying, yeah, Bounty Gate happened, and I took a year off, coached my son's high school team.
Yeah, I had to take a year off to coach my son's team.
Yeah. But
this is
like a true documentary film with Nick Cage at the
center. I feel like it feels weird to me that Nicolas Cage's face is going to be the one that's going to try to tell me that he's John Madden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
It might be a crazy like transformation, though. The makeup and stuff like that now.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, that one's weird to me. I
still will watch it. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
My eyes will be glued to it when I watch it, but I don't know. Just that casting's a little interesting in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't want to say I feel uncomfortable with it, but at the same time, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a actual football reference here.
Pro like, football reference?
No, I like them, but I'm not comfortable with it. Almost like the Bills wide receiver room going into the offseason, like losing Diggs. Like after that, you're like, okay, what do we have? But you're like, you're going to deal with it.
Well,
you know, but it's actually kind of panning out, I guess.
Yeah, I would say so, it's actually been okay.
Who knows? That could be the movie, though.
It could be. I don't know. Hopefully. I'm not going to go and watch it, and I'm going to have to hear. You're going to have to report back to me on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to watch it.
Or do we all go as a workplace and watch it?
You know what? That's not a bad idea, actually.
That'd be interesting. That'd be instant fun. Analysis from the
yeah, that'd be everyone. Interesting. All right. We'll see what happens there. All right. We got to get out of here. Bills game day coming up next. The same two voices, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, coming at you next on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Final segment here, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, and guess what? If you're sick of hearing these voices, I've got great news for you, actually. You get to hear it for two more hours.
Yes, sir.
Because Joe and I are going to take you through your Bills game day here from 2 to 4 o'clock as we get you ready for the 7 o'clock kickoff between the Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network coming up in just a couple minutes.
Crazy day.
Crazy day. Long day. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I enjoy it.
We make plenty of jokes sometimes about, like, the enduring hell that is working at this place. But
especially during football season or hockey season. But, no,
but that's what they're supposed to be. Like, who
doesn't joke about their workplace?
Who doesn't joke about their workplace? And I don't mind sharing in that with all of you is more or less what this is. And because I like to keep it loose. I like to keep it fun. And sometimes laughing at our own expense is exactly what you need to do.
It's a good... stressful
time
of year.
I'm going to humanize myself to all of you every week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny.
My name is Derek Kramer. This is the Sports Talk Saturday.
When I first, you know, started to get to know Derek, he said, "Welcome to the blender of football season." that was what came out there. So we do make jokes.
You get thrown
in
the blender.
Yeah, we're just here.
We're here, but we're also grateful that we are.
Yes, very.
And oddly enough,
wouldn't have it any other way.
A little
like
behind
I said.
The scenes, it was both kind of voluntary for us to show up here for Sports Talk Saturday today.
It was.
It was not a demand. It was a question.
I'm sitting here thinking before the show started, I'm like, I did this to myself.
You did. You said that off air.
You know, I'm working until probably midnight by the time post game and everything wraps up. And I'm here at 10 a.m. like, why did I do this to myself? But it's because I enjoy it. So yes. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Exactly. So we're here to have some fun. We're going to keep doing that here and get into pretty much more of the same of what we've done here. With the Bills game day, a couple of the things that we went over, we'll have to just rehash here because, hey, it's game day. It's what we're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
There may be rehashed points when people are here for the same 5 hours and not much else to talk about.
Yeah.
So, you know what? That is what it is. But there are points that need to be taken care of and rehashed, so to say, because different people will be listening at different times, and we'll get to it. All right, real quick, we got to end on a different note here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cage will portray John Madden in a biopic.
Yes, when I told you that this morning, you could not believe it. You didn't even know. It was just a crazy thing.
I don't know why it's Nicolas Cage, because the first thing I'm going to think of is if he says that he's going to steal the Declaration of Independence, I'm losing my mind.
Mm-hmm. It's actually just National Treasure 2. They're just camouflaging it.
John Madden is the national treasure.
Yes, he is. He is. He's another one, like RJ, like we talked about, right?
Yeah.
Generational broadcasting talent.
And a coach. So
it'll be interesting.
I already got Kevin James as Sean Payton. I don't know.
That movie was a goofy Adam Sandler movie, though. You know, like that. Like I could look at that and be like, okay, like it's a comedy, whatever. And Sean Payton was in it.
I know. It just
he was the janitor at the end,
and that's fun because like
he's making fun of his own expense essentially because he's fully saying, yeah, Bounty Gate happened, and I took a year off, coached my son's high school team.
Yeah, I had to take a year off to coach my son's team.
Yeah. But
this is
like a true documentary film with
I don't know
Nick
man.
Cage at
I
the
I feel
center.
Like it's gonna. It feels weird to me that Nicolas Cage's face is gonna be the one that's gonna try to tell me that he's John Madden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
It might be a crazy like transformation though. The makeup and stuff like that now.
Yeah, I don't know. It just that one's weird to me. I
still will watch it. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
my eyes will be glued to it when I watch it, but. I don't know. Just that casting's a little interesting, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't want to say I feel uncomfortable with it, but at the same time, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of an actual football reference here.
It's pro like, football reference?
No, I like them, but no. I'm not comfortable with it. Almost like the Bills wide receiver room going into the offseason, like losing Diggs. Like after that, you're like, okay, what do we have? But you're like, you're going to deal with it.
Well,
you know, but it's actually kind of panning out, I guess.
Yeah, I would say it's actually been okay.
Who knows? That could be the movie, though.
It could be. I don't know. Hopefully. I'm not going to go and watch, and I'm going to have to hear. You're going to have to report back to me on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to watch
it. Or do we all go as a workplace and watch it?
You know what? That's not a bad idea, actually.
That'd be interesting. That'd be instant analysis from the
yeah, that'd be interesting. All right. We'll see what happens there. All right. We got to get out of here. Bills game day coming up next. The same two voices, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, coming at you next on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.